Greetings to the brightest audience in the country. I am Bob Inyart, the pastor of Denver Bible Church. A few years back, a radio station in Canada wanted to air this program, Bob Inyart Live, carry it as an affiliate, and the general manager told me that after working toward that end, he could not do it because the government would not allow him to. And so, coincidentally, there is a radical Christian from California who's traveling across the country producing a Christian reality show. We found out about him because of, well, the Ballantyne family, Lance Ballantyne. These guys are key in the personhood movement in Colorado. And they said, Bob, you got to meet Bryce from California. I said, Bryce, who's Bryce? Bryce Fraser is a producer of a Christian reality show, and he's from Canada. He was born in Canada. So, Bryce, welcome to Bob Inyart Live.
Christ is risen.
Amen, Bryce. You're from California, but you grew up in Canada. Where did you come to know the Lord?
I actually came to know the Lord in Canada as a child, but I turned away from him because my family was fully occultic, belonged to the New Age movement, belonged to Hinduism, Egyptology cults.
Wow. And God is merciful. And when a child comes to know him, and then that child is put in such a destructive environment where it's hard to discern right from wrong, God can get a hold of you and your heart, and you could be sealed with the Holy Spirit, which is so exciting. But could you answer this first? Why do you think a radio station in Canada would be told by the government that they could not air this Christian radio show?
Well, I'm in touch with a lot of Canadian ministries to this day, and unfortunately, it's a hate crime over there, and they're doing such a brilliant job of it here in America through international communism. I mean, all you have to do is look at who's running our courts, and it's illegal there. It's considered a hate crime to even speak about it in the pulpits, and there are many pastors in Canada who are now being imprisoned on hate crimes laws for reading from the Bible, from either the Levitical law or from Romans 1:27 or even from Corinthians. It's just...
These are passages including 1 Timothy chapter 1 in the Scriptures, Old and New Testament, where God tells us that homosexuality is destructive, it's wicked, it will destroy you, and it sets you at enmity with God. It puts you in rebellion against God. If you love your neighbor, you will warn him. But Christians are being told that if we share what the Bible says, we're committing a crime. So actually, you're saying pastors in Canada have been arrested for this?
Oh, many. And even in my own family, my own twin brother's a sodomite. Unfortunately, in our family, when I went against that, the family turned against me because of it, because it's not tolerant. That's the kind of thinking that is in the modern lexicon. So
right. And that's typical, right? The group that says that they promote tolerance and diversity are the first to exclude anyone who would disagree with them. If we say that your lifestyle is destructive, then they have zero tolerance, zero room for diversity of opinion. In fact, Christians by the countless thousands have been fired from their jobs and have been discriminated against and, as you've said, arrested. And I don't know if you know that in Colorado, we have a law. It was called Senate Bill 200 that our Governor Ritter passed into law a few years ago. And it prohibits the printing of a book or a pamphlet or putting up a sign or a flyer that would discriminate against cohabitation and homosexuality. So that effectively, what has been outlawed in Colorado with the censorship law that the ACLU tolerated, they did not oppose it, not at all, was that Christian morality cannot be taught in the public square in Colorado. It's against the law. We have a censorship bill against Christian morality.
Yeah, I'm very familiar with it.
Wow.
Yeah, it's an incredible tragedy, but are we surprised?
So, no, we're not. The world is at enmity with God, and so this is a result of that. So, Bryce, could you tell me about where in Canada did you grow up?
I grew up in Vancouver, and initially in the West Vancouver area, but when I went into the downtown area, that's where it's pretty intense. Back then, of course, Canada was a really beautiful place. It was still, I would say that it was very Christian back then. I mean, even the national anthem mentions God two times in it.
Wow.
But for those of us who remember Pierre Trudeau in the 1970s, the first real communist leader of Canada, he had a disciple named Jean Chrétien. When he came to power as Canada's prime minister, pardon the expression, all hell broke loose, literally. Mm-hmm. The man is certainly not a believer in the Lord. We have so many leaders who claim to believe in the Lord, but we know the truth. They do not.
Right.
It's all a front. And Chrétien and his communist buddies in the NDP basically tore that country apart and brought in just about every kind of left-wing pervert.
Well, when you put your faith and loyalty in a human leader that all the evidence is that they hate God, but they name him. Today in America, we have one example of many is Mitt Romney. Today, American Right to Life got a phone call from the Huffington Post asking for their research on Mitt Romney, who claims to be Christian pro-life and is truly a hypocrite and the enemy of the innocent and,
yes,
and of what is good and right. We put our faith in these people and we want to believe the best against the evidence of their fruit, like, for example, with Barack Obama. And what happens is we end up working for the enemy. We put our time, our money, our votes, our lobbying, our good names on the line for people who really want to criminalize Christian behavior, Christian morality, kill unborn children, bring about homosexuality, homosexual marriage. And so we end up working for the destruction of our families, our churches, and our nation.
Yes, and of course we recall, especially in the Giuliani campaign, how, oh, well, you know, I'm against abortion, but I am pro-choice. No, there's no compromise on such a thing. If you, and I say this to everybody, if in any way, shape, or form any of your candidates say that anything as wishy-washy as that, then obviously these people are not to be voted in.
Well, I remember what Pat Robertson said about Rudy Giuliani. He said that he would make a great president. He was asked on the news, on live TV nationwide, and he said he would make a great president because many of our Christian leaders have lost their way. They no longer realize what God requires of us, and they've been sold out to partisan politics, to the revenue that comes in to meet their monthly budgets. I think the way Jesus was critical of the religious leaders of his day, if he were to return today, it would be the same sentiments coming from him. He would be angry.
Oh, yeah, our modern leaders are Pharisees. And I've continually said to so many people, especially in my experiences of trying to do this series, is that there are countless churches that want me to film them. I mean, it's cheap to give a person $500 speaking fee and cover all their housing and everything to get that little piece of publicity of, oh, wow, well, you know, here's this reality TV series and they're profiling me. And they're apostate. Most of the people that I spoke to, just in San Diego, I went to 120 churches.
Oh, my.
How would I put it? Only four actually responded enough to say, okay, we'll talk with you. And this was San Diego. This isn't all the nationwide super churches that I contacted. Four of them actually wanted me to film in San Diego. Three of them was just to promote their friends' hip-hop groups. And one of them was trying to sell me a leadership conference for $2,000.
Right.
So, unfortunately, California is just as apostate as they can get. But you see it so much nationwide. I mean, I tried contacting super churches just to provide free Bible tracts for me to hand out to underground. I play in a punk rock band, and I go to these underground shows and give stuff for free. They won't do it.
I was just going to say that, and you're not really the uptight Christian legalist type. You've got a punk rock band with a moral message?
I'd say a Christian message entirely.
Wait, now let me get that right, because that's hard for me to process.
Not a problem.
I'm older.
No worries.
A punk rock band with a Christian message. And so I imagine you would like to reach people who are in that world.
Yes, absolutely. Why preach to the choir? Mm. I mean, I was in that scene from the time I was 15, 16 years old. I had walked away from the Lord at that time. I'd done many a tour. I've actually been in some pretty well-known bands in the underground, have worked with some of the biggest names out there. But when I got saved, I decided to take another turn and say, you know what? I can put these messages into my lyrics. And for some reason, I've built a nice little following in the underground where they're not ready to knife me as an outsider.
Right.
So what I've been doing at a lot of these shows is handing out material for free. I'll go home and take public domain documentaries or movies and hand them out and say, look, I understand why you're mad at the church. So am I. Most of them are apostate. Unless you can come across a real Bible-believing church, most of these guys are money grubbers. Mm. And most of them are trying to cheat you. They don't care. These people don't believe in God to begin with. So I don't care if you can memorize anything, so can the devil. The devil knows the Bible better than pretty much anybody I know. So
coming through Denver, you stopped yesterday at Denver Bible Church, and we were thrilled that you were there.
I was thrilled to be at a real church.
Oh.
Well, I mean, it was great.
We talked about two of our church members who, they're heroes.
Joe and Ken.
That's right, Ken and Joe Scott. They have now been sued by the Obama administration.
Of course.
And the lawsuit is basically because they have lived the Christian life, standing out where children are going to be killed, and shared the love of God and the truth of God and the offer to help these moms, who many of them are so desperate, they think there's no other choice but to kill their child. And Bryce, so many of these moms have, in tears, turned away from the abortion clinic, and they've gone on to give birth and love their children and thank Ken and Joe and our church so many times because there were people who cared enough to be there for them at their most grave moment.
Well, I was there on Saturday, and I was able to take part in it, and I was lucky enough to witness the counter-demonstration, which fell apart faster than anything, because Christians were standing by for the real Word of God.
Wow, that was at the abortion clinic in Denver at Planned Parenthood. You were there, and tell us a little bit about your experience Saturday morning.
Well, I'll tell you, first of all, it was amazing to meet everybody there being real soldiers for Christ, and this is the forefront battle out there. And anyone out there who claims that abortion needs to be, it's a little too political, you need to step back. No, we had slavery once before. We had the Holocaust in the 20th century. Mm-hmm. Don't let this continue. And if you're not out there fighting for the rights of the unborn, and let alone some of these women were being physically dragged in by their significant others.
We see it. This is what we see. I've been outside at the abortion clinic since 1988 about. And we see, not all the time, but often, women crying with tears streaming down their face, and they get out of the car, and it's like they're convulsing in tears, almost like they're going to fall down. And a boyfriend or whoever in a Planned Parenthood death squirt, a volunteer, comes up and picks her up, supports her, and brings her in. And no one would do an elective surgery on a person in that kind of moral state unless they cared nothing for her as a woman and a mother. They want only to kill that child. They are not at that moment saying, you know, we're pro-choice, and we don't think you have really come to terms with this, so why don't you go home and think about it? They don't do that, Bryce. They are there for one reason only, to kill that baby and sell an abortion. That's it. That's why they're there.
And to sell the body parts for research to many companies like Nestle and Kraft. And we have an interesting thing going on in California right now where they're trying to arrest anybody in San Francisco if they give a child a circumcision because they call it genital mutilation.
Yeah.
And fortunately, the real God-fearing believers that still exist in California are saying, oh, you have a problem with mutilating a child, even if there's a religious circumstance, because, of course, they hate Jews more than anything you can imagine.
Yeah, you know, I was on
but
our...
But you'll kill a baby?
Right, yeah. Exactly, Bryce. They'll kill a baby, and they say that circumcision is a crime.
Mm-hmm.
Our local KHAL Radio, an afternoon show with Dan Kaplis and Craig Silverman, they had me on a couple, few weeks ago about that case. I've written a book on this. It's called The Plot, an overview of the Bible, and circumcision is a key chapter in the book. But there is an undertone of anti-Semitism, of racism in that effort. Not everybody who wants to ban circumcision is a racist, but that is helping to fuel that movement. The Centers for Disease Control, the World Health Organization, they have documented, for reasons I don't understand, that people in Africa, men in Africa, who are not circumcised, are twice as likely to become HIV positive as men who are circumcised, and they're taking into account their sexual behavior. They've actually canceled the study there for ethical reasons, because they wanted to warn the men who were not circumcised, you may want to be circumcised because you're at risk.
That's right. I'd also like to step back, though, on the whole anti-Semitism, because I'd like to go into a little piece of my past here. When I was a hardline leftist, I was very racist and very anti-Semitic. The left wing is obsessed with race and with Jews. They hate Jews more than anything you could imagine, which always perplexed me because there were so many Jews involved.
In the left.
In the left.
It's a form of self-hatred.
Exactly.
Like liberals, white European men hate white European men.
Exactly.
It's a form of self-hatred. So you saw it in the left.
Oh, I was a part of it in the left. And of course, that was the kind of indoctrination. When I walked away from Christ, I turned to my human saviors, who were all my anarchist and punk rock heroes. Mm. And it's so easy to walk into, because I won't say, I'm sure everybody's heard it before, when people say you have this one type and then you have the bleep. And so that's so commonplace in that movement. And of course, when you're dealing with these kind of lunatics, I will share this too. I went downtown during a gay pride march because that's
downtown
San Diego, in a place called Hillcrest.
Right.
And because I was involved in that scene, I was offered $100 to carry a sign that said Jesus hates fags in order to basically to pretend I was a Christian. And this goes on across the nation.
Wow. Fred Phelps, we've often said on this show, Bryce, that if Fred Phelps didn't exist, the liberals would create him.
Oh, it was years ago.
And they love him. And just like Christians who say we want to kill abortionists, they will make those people into media darlings because they want to see it, because they want to hate Jesus Christ and Christians.
And they're also trying to do what they do like in regular reality TV. They won't show you the true side. They're paying people to portray parts. I was offered money. The only reason I couldn't do it and everybody else could was because I was still a Canadian citizen.
Oh.
If you do that, you can be deported.
Right. If you get arrested for... You know, in Europe, you were saying how liberals are anti-Semitic.
Great.
This wasn't really the topic of discussion, but it's so valuable. Look at Europe, where there's almost nothing but liberals and socialists, and anti-Semitism is rising again in Europe to where it's becoming rabid. This is a great threat to the security of the world, of Israel, of America, and of Christians, because Christians love Jews because they're the descendants of Abraham, and God loves Abraham's kids, and we love all the people of the world, Jew and Gentile alike. So those who hate the Jews will hate those who love them, and of course they'll hate Israel.
And of course, it's always good to remember that the Bible does let us know that God will curse those who curse Israel. I certainly saw how
happen,
I was cursed.
Doesn't it?
I was cursed personally because of it.
Well, you look at nations and the failure of... There's a comedian who's got a YouTube video out right now. It's going viral. And he's saying, hey, we need a one-state solution in the Middle East. Give it all to Israel, and then all the Arabs and Muslims will be able to live in peace and prosperity. Just give Israel the whole chunk of the globe. He's just joking, but it makes a point in jest.
Well, people also forget, this is important. Theodor Herzl, back in the late 1890s, I believe it was, the founder of the Zionist movement, actually bought all the land in Israel with money. I think he borrowed the money from a king.
Well, the Jews bought a tremendous amount of land, but then they became a nation May 14th, 1948, and they were simultaneously attacked by five Arab armies.
Right.
And the Arab nations warned the Arabs who lived there, we call them the Palestinians,
they're no
they warned them to flee, and they did flee.
Yep.
So when invading armies lose, there are often consequences.
That's right.
Like in 1967, Syria lost the Golan Heights.
That's
and
right.
Israel was, what, 9 miles wide? 9 miles with the Arabs trying to cut them in half and destroy them. And here we have Barack Obama saying, go back to the 1967 borders with some mutually agreed variation. So he's, of course, destructive to the peace of the world. Well, he doesn't know God.
Yeah.
He's another one of those leaders you mentioned who say they believe in God, but they think they are God.
Yeah.
Yeah, like Nebuchadnezzar.
Yeah. Well put. I don't need to say anything more regarding that.
And
that's,
you know,
perfectly put.
We're doing a Bible study Sunday nights on the book of Daniel, and wow, the last few weeks have been just stunning. We're up to Daniel chapter 4 this coming Sunday. So, Bryce, tell me about, you said your family was New Age.
Very.
What kind of influence did you have growing up?
Well, I mean, they were all involved, especially with, there's a cult from out of here led by Judith Orloff and Peg Doubleday, and it was called Choices. And they came and basically moved into our house and had every kind of multi-millionaire loser move into our mansion, because my father was very, very wealthy. And they
was this in Vancouver?
This was in California when we first moved to San Diego. And they basically milked my family, milked everybody else, and they introduced all the people who were in the Shirley MacLaine movement. They brought in the mediums, the spiritists,
channeling
big time. They started trying to bring in demons physically. They were, every kind of gross, perverse thing you can imagine.
Do you know if, did they promote sexual immorality?
Oh, they hit on me when I was 12 years old.
Oh, no.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. No, they used to sleep with their workers.
I am so sorry.
Well, get a load of this. They used to encourage one of the guys was having sex with animals. And they said, oh, you know, people are so intolerant. And it's like, it was revolting. Growing up was terrible.
Of course it's revolting. And there's good evidence that gonorrhea has come with, and if you have kids in the car, I apologize, maybe turn off the radio for 1 minute. But gonorrhea has come from sex with dogs.
Yes.
Syphilis from sex with sheep. HIV from sex with monkeys.
Mm-hmm.
There are liberal groups to this day. In fact, it's in the standard zoning code for cities all over the country, cities and counties, that it should be legal to have entertainment involved with bestiality, sex with animals, that it should be legal. Right here in Douglas County, the zoning commission had to strike the bestiality section out of the code. And there, two of the three members, Bryce, called Bob and Yurt Live. And they said, Bob, this is horrendous. We're zoning code people, and we're being confronted with, we got to legalize sex with animals in the zoning code. It's the standard code used all over the country.
Well, it was commonplace in Tijuana for teenagers from San Diego to go down there and check out those shows. Mm. You know, that's how perverse California is. So anytime I go across the country and I see the same patterns in other areas, I'm really frightened.
Yeah,
I mean, it's just, it's
because
horrible.
Because you saw it going from, now it's going from west to east, and it was on the East Coast, too.
Mm-hmm.
And the center of the country took the longest to destroy, but morally, it's crumbling also.
Yes, and that's why everybody out there needs to continue sharing the real word of God.
The gospel of Jesus Christ.
Do not cave, no matter how many people try and make it sound friendly.
Yeah, and that God created us.
That's
right. He has revealed right and wrong. That he made us male and female.
That's right.
And it is murder to kill an unborn child. That's why the Christian personhood movement is going gangbusters, Bryce.
Praise the Lord.
Because it's a return to the biblical foundation, which the pro-life movement had lost many years ago, and now it's back in the personhood movement. And that's the dagger in the heart of liberalism, really. Because when you get a nation to turn around on sacrificing innocent children, you have made the most significant change that you can make to that country, because this is the God-given right to life of these kids.
And because of that movement also, fortunately, we've been seeing a lot of the feminist movement dying, praise the Lord.
Mm.
You know, this whole...
With an increasing number of women saying that they're pro-life.
Yes.
And that they're against killing kids. I was just looking at a Gallup poll today, and the big swing is from those who are absolutely supportive of abortion to those who say abortion is absolutely wrong in all circumstances. That's where the growth is. That's the personhood growth in the pro-life movement.
Yes.
Hey, Bryce, we're almost out of time. We have 2 more minutes.
Okay.
How do people find out? So you got a punk rock band with a Christian message. How do people find out about the band?
Okay, well, if you go to mercurylegion.net, we have a site. We're reconstructing it because we are building a whole new lineup to travel the country for the next year filming this show. That's how we're going to help finance part of this show. You can also get a hold of me at onwardchristiansoldiers12@yahoo.com if you want to be a part of a mailing list. We will try and get more stuff up. Right now, we're in the financial binds right now. Unfortunately, I lost almost everything trying to get this off the ground. So if anybody...
I'm familiar with that.
Exactly. So if any of you guys feel where you'd like to help be a part of this series, not only physically but financially, please get a hold of me through that site.
So onwardchristiansoldiers12@yahoo.com. Yahoo.com and then mercurylegion.net.
Oh, Mercury Legion.
Oh.
Like in Roman Legion, not like the Demon Legion.
Okay, yeah. So. I wrote it right and I said it wrong. Mercury Legion, L-E-G-I-O-N. .net.
And I do want to say this before I leave, folks. The reason we're in the bind we're in right now is because we did it. We didn't stand up there fighting from the beginning, and we've been absolute wimps and cowards. So kick it up triple time, folks. I mean, whatever you can do to share with your families, your friends, anyone out there, you support those ministries, and especially real churches like this one. If people spent less money on that false prophet Joel Osteen and spent all of it here, we would have a real bunker of truth, faith, and battlement against the devil. This is a real church. This is a real ministry.
Wow. So, Bryce, thank you for that. By the way, I'll give you 24 hours to cut that out. You came to Denver Bible Church, our Sunday morning service, and you enjoyed yourself?
It was an amazing experience. It was not a fake money-making church service. This was the real deal. The word was spoken. You felt the Spirit. And everybody I met here have been real cordial, God-fearing Christians, not trying to use me for some kind of personal publicity.
Wow.
It was the real thing.
Wow. Well, Bryce, thank you. It's an honor to get to know you, and I'm so thrilled that Lance Ballantyne has introduced us. And so we're going to pray for you and try to stay in touch. Onward Christian Soldiers 12 at yahoo.com. God bless you. KGov.com.
God bless.